Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to the last story in our series, Peter in Acts. This is not the end of all the stories about Peter in Acts. In fact, I've only covered the first five chapters of Acts. But it is time to close out my series. The high priest has had enough of Peter preaching about Jesus, and let's see what he's going to do about it. The high priest addressed Peter, who was in the center of the men brought before the Jewish council. "We gave you strict orders not to teach about Jesus, yet you filled Jerusalem with your teachings. Why will you not stop?" Dear councilman, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, who you put to death on a cross. Jesus is our Savior, repentance of Israel, and forgiveness of sins. We are his witnesses. After this insult, the high priest intended to call for the stoning to death of these men. Gamaliel, a respected teacher, called for the council to clear the room. The council members could discuss things in private. "Dear councilman, please take care as to what you're proposing to do with these men. You do not want to create martyrs. Remember, Thaddeus, he had over 400 men following him. When he died, his followers scattered. Leave these men alone. God will care for them. But if it is of God, just as they say, you'll not be able to overthrow them, else you'll be finding yourself fighting against God." The councilman had Peter flogged and released him back on the street. He left the council chamber rejoicing because he had been considered worthy to suffer in the name of Jesus. Every day he could be found in the temple and going from house to house teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. God, in his wisdom, had this teacher advise the councilman with good advice. We can see in hindsight, Peter was starting a church that would encompass the globe and that no one can stop. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.